Now, Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Forget about it. I'm admitting I was wrong and I'll just take what's mine and broken right out the door. Forget about it. I split and I'll be gone and you'll have memories you'll find hard to ignore. Cause after all, see you sometime maybe when I can't recall how you drove me crazy. Forget about it. When forever's over, I won't remember how much I loved you anymore. Forget about it. Put me out of your head now that you're free and easy out there on the town. Forget about it. When you're lying in bed just wishing I was there to lay you down. Cause after all, see you sometime baby when you will recall how I drove you crazier. Forget about those starlit nights, laying by the fireside holding you tight. I can't remember when I felt so right. So just forget about it.
In the most unfaithful. I never know where to look, especially when there's, well, first you got all you people looking, and then I can't look there, and then if I think, well, if I look out there, what if someone's looking at me? Well, we'd like to introduce the man playing the dobro for you. Please make welcome the greatest dobro player in the world, Jerry Douglas, everybody. Gary Douglas.
Yesterday the odds were stacked in favor of my expectations. Flying above the rest, never falling from the nest. Tuesday came and went, now I'm in a little situation. Maybe it's for the best. Can live alone, I guess. Maybe I can stand alone. Maybe I'm strong as stone. Even though the bird has flown, sort the whole thing out. Tell me that I'm smart enough to deal with all the information spinning inside my head. Every word he ever said.
We have people who ask us sometimes why we do those sad songs all the time. And the truth is we're sad people, yes. But another reason is we don't want anybody leaving here feeling good. And we've got the perfect song for anybody. It's got a variety of things in this next number that'll appeal to any one of you. There's a murder in this song. Actually, there's two murders. And so that covers a lot of things there. You don't see that often. It's got your basic firearm. It's got trains and handcuffs. It's got liquor. It's got your jail. It's a good one. And it's got a love story. For the ladies.
Talking by my true lover's side, and I begged him to leave her alone.
Well, folks, we have time to do one more, and I want to thank you for coming out here and being with us tonight.
The smile on your face lets me know.
could never define what's being
very much. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. A lot of the material we did tonight on the show isn't considered bluegrass, and we don't consider it bluegrass. Like the Todd Rundgren song we did had drums and no banjo on it, even though it had the rest of the instruments you would see normally in a bluegrass band. But I think that that song doesn't lend itself to bluegrass. And of course, if you add drums, there's a big argument whether or not it's bluegrass.
We might have different interpretations about what bluegrass music is. You know, I think musics are defined by a lot by what the attitude that they're played with, you know, like
how they're performed.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it pretty much, it mostly revolves around the instrumentation. I mean, you can take any kind of song and have it in, you know, a five-piece band, banjo and mandolin and guitar and bass and fiddle, and play it that way, and it'd be bluegrass, because there's only, you know, so many ways you can play those instruments in that given context.
Well, I guess, you know, when we go to pick out material, we're, you know, I don't worry about whether somebody's, what kind of category they're going to say what we're doing is in. If we like the song and think a banjo fits on it, then, you know, then we'll put the banjo on there, and we don't always worry about what somebody's going to think it is or not. And but, you know, I think depending on, it doesn't always matter where you get it.
To order the companion book, Austin City Limits, 25 Years of American Music, featuring photographs of the stars, history of the show, and behind-the-scenes stories, call 1-800-687-6589.
Now Bela Fleck and the Bluegrass Sessions with special guest Earl Scruggs. Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody. Hope you're in the mood to hear some bluegrass tonight, because these are the guys that can do it for you.
We're doing some tunes tonight off of the latest CD that Bela has put out that we all played on, called Tales from the Acoustic Planet, Part 2, The Bluegrass Sessions.
Washington.
It's a very special thing that's going to happen here, because there's a fella here who, if it wasn't for him, none of us would be playing this music at all. And it's a real honor to bring Earl Scruggs to the stage.
You ready?
How you doing?
All right.
So here's one from the Flatten Scruggs book.
I stand on the corner with a low-down blues, great big hole in the bottom of my shoes. Honey, let me be your soul. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Now look at his style, I know you. Run down stocking and I won't have to shoot. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Down in the wild, we're sitting on the log, finger on the trigger and eye on the hog. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Mm-hmm.
the shot over in Mexico. Hey, let me be a soldier. Let me be a soldier. I won't be a man enough. Hey, let me be a soldier.
And I also want to say what an honor and a pleasure it is for me to be on stage with all these incredible musicians, and that they all did this record with me. And we're all good old friends for at least 20-something years, except Brian, of course, who hasn't been born that long. Thanks again, everybody. We enjoyed playing for you. Have a great night. Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't be playing banjo if it wasn't for hearing Earl Scruggs on the Beverly Hillbillies theme, which was a pretty incredible sound for... I was growing up in New York City, and I heard that banjo on that, and it just took me away. You know, I didn't know what it was at first, but eventually I got a banjo and started trying to play like Earl.
It was, to me, seeing them was like seeing the Beatles. Was it would have been the same thing. And I'm just hoping that some people come see us or some kids come see us and have that feeling, because that's what makes you want to go on and play.
Play the best I ever heard. I mean, I'm not kidding, really. I sound like I was kidding, but they've really got a tight group. Some fine musicians and singers and good people with it.
No, I fell one time off of the stage. Had those cowboy boots and the heel of them. Slipped on this thing. It was dark. And I just fell down and hit my back, you know, kind of hurt it. And people in the audience said, "Did you hurt the fiddle? Did you hurt the fiddle?" They didn't care about me, you know.
Is your fiddle all right?
I had the bow in one hand and the fiddle in the other.
To order the companion book, Austin City Limits, 25 Years of American Music, featuring photographs of the stars, history of the show, and behind-the-scenes stories, call 1-800-687-6589.